Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Yes.
With Freddie Kiger.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. You?
May's my favorite month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it was good to see you Saturday night.
That was fun.
Dancing with the Stars.
It was fun.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yep. A lot of laughs. A lot of talent. Time. And a lot of money raised for a great cause.
The Boys and Girls Club of Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain, Chapel Hill.
Where in the world?
Boy, that was a flash.
Boys and Girls Club of Chapel Hill. Just getting off the ground, trying to get off the ground. And a lot of folks stepping forward to help raise money for the cause.
It's excellent.
Yeah. What you got today?
Culinary inventions.
Oh, good.
Culinary inventions.
A little food here for you.
Yes, we're going to talk about a little bit of food here at this early hour.
A little food for thought.
All right, here we go. Culinary inventions. On this very day, May 6th, 1953,
right,
F. Neffy and Golden Grigg of Nampa, Idaho, stumbled on something in an effort to make use of leftover potato shavings from Orr Ida's new frozen French fries.
Uh-huh.
What'd they come up with?
I think I can guess.
Yeah, your educated guess is probably going to be right. These two guys, the Griggs of Nampa, Idaho, stumbled on something in an effort to make use of leftover potato shavings from Orr Ida's new frozen French fries. What did they come up with?
It's become quite popular.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You can get them at Southern Rail and Carbaryl. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks, man.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's half off, $15 for any meal, available now for $7.50. Mouth-watering meals await you at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a recent winner of Best Barbecue of the Triangle. And with today's deal, there's an even tastier way to dig into Dickie's family recipes. It's half off from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
I was going to say potato chips, but that's not, it's obviously not what it is.
Close. Oh, you're close. Guys, on this very day, 1953, the Grigg brothers of Nampa, Idaho, stumbled on something making use of leftover potato shavings from Orr Ida's new frozen French fries.
Oh, potato sticks.
Yeah, you're so close. Napoleon Dynamite likes them.
Tater tots.
Tots!
Yeah, I love tots.
Tater tots.
You can still get tots at Sonic.
Yes, you can. Tater tots. The two guys chopped up the slivers, added flour and seasoning, then pushed the mash through holes and sliced off the ends of the extended mixture.
Uh-huh.
Showed up in stores in 56, and Americans, including Napoleon Dynamite, consume about 70 million pounds a year.
If I could think of any funny lines from Napoleon Dynamite, I would come up with them right now. But
are you going to eat your tots?
Yeah, when I go down to Rockingham, my hometown, I always go to Sonic. Because I've got to have some tots.
Tots.
And a cherry limeade.
There you go. You can get a Southern Rail.
That's right.
Yes, you can.
Exactly. Oh, man. Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome. And we got Rock and Roll Tuesday tomorrow.
All right.
All right.